Listen and stream the only talk radio, Freedom 106.5, for the only talk that matter.
This time we put down some of those tough topics until probably just about 8 o'clock. We've got an interview at this point in time. And we're looking to get an update on ex-Karen workers and their VSEP after 20 years. And joining us this morning, two members of the Reunited Farmers Group. And that, of course, let's say good morning and welcome to both of them. They've been here before. And we are speaking to none other than our special guests. Leader of the Reunited Farmers Group, that's Devika Thomas. Good morning to you and welcome to our program.
Good morning, Satish, and good morning to your viewers, listeners.
And we also have with us Pandit Donny Samlal. Good morning to you as well. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning and Sitaram to everyone.
No, for the last time we were here to know, there, I'm assuming would have been several developments, but let's just recap for persons who probably might have missed our first program. There were some developments that had taken place about in relation to Karani workers, ex-Karani workers, and their VSEP after several years. Just remind us of what some of those developments were.
Well, good morning again to all the listeners. Well, to recap, I would just let the listeners know that there are 3,398 ex-Karani workers awaiting their residential leases, 3,000 awaiting agriculture, 1,000 leases yet to be allocated, and approximately 1,200 leases that were allocated, then dislocated, and still needs to be allocated. So given these numbers, we have written several times to the Minister of Agriculture, Haji Kazim Hussein, and we have gotten a favorable response. As a matter of fact, they have written to our team of lawyers on the 6th of January of this year, and they have made reference to starting the distribution. Of course, they have to be in communication with the Ministry of Agriculture, Land and Fisheries. They also have to clarify or verify things with Karani, the Estate Management Business Development Company Limited, and the Commission of State Land, to sort out some of these issues before the actual distribution starts, which they committed verbally to us, saying yes, they are going to start the distribution. So that is some favorable news.
20 years later, after this was initially awarded, how many of these Karani, ex-Karani workers are still alive? How many of them are still interested in getting what they were promised such a long time ago? Have some of them moved on? What's going on with them?
Well, during our consultations, and we have had many consultations across the country for the last 2 years, many of them have died. Of course, their children are still alive. They have done letters of administration, and they would have put legal things in place for their children. And yes, their children are very interested. As a matter of fact, we recently had a rally, and it was well attended. So everyone are still interested. Some of them are still interested in agriculture. Some of them are interested in owning a plot of land so they can build their home. So yes, the response is very good coming from these ex-Karani workers and their children after 20 years.
How many of them have you been able to get in touch with? Do you have a database?
We definitely have a database, and we have over 4,000 or 5,000persons. And yes, they are coming on board because we have opened up a Facebook page, and then we have several WhatsApp group. Actually, we have 32 WhatsApp group where it is separated by sites. There are 32 sites. So these people go on the Facebook and they join the link and go on the WhatsApp. So we have communication where we broadcast messages and get feedback from them.
What are some of the concerns, some of the questions that they're asking for answers at this point in time?
Well, of course, the first question would be, how soon are we going to get the land?
Right.
Yes, the obvious and first question, maybe the only question that they ask. Of course, there's a process and a procedure which we are looking into, and we are actively in communication with the ministry, which has been positive thus far.
Now, in order for this thing to be finalized, there are a lot of steps that probably need to be taken, in that there's a verification process and all of these kinds of things. How many of them have gone through these processes? Are some people waiting to start? Where basically the question I want to know is, are they ready to receive these things, or is it going to be a long, cumbersome, drawn-out process?
Well, in addition to the registration and consent procedure with us, the Reunited Farmers, we have started to compile files and we broadcast messages to our ex-Kearney workers via the Facebook and the WhatsApp. They have now started to bring in their documents, all of their documents, copies of their documents, where we compile a file for each worker and we present to the ministry.
Mm.
And this is updated information.
No, I know that there are persons following the last interview we had. They were asking for more information. There are some people who they really don't know what to do. They don't know if they're entitled. They don't know if their relatives passed on, if they left paperwork, if they didn't have paperwork, and some people were left in a real bind.
Yes.
The person's wanting information, just simply, well, am I in a position to receive this thing? What do I need? What's your advice to them? What should they be doing right now?
Well, being in communication with these ex-workers, I have came to realize that some of them do not have any documents, as you just indicated, and the reason being that there is supposed to be a second draw at Kearney. So those of the workers that would have signed up for VSEP and did not receive a ticket number with their plot indicated, the plot number, there's going to be a second draw, and usually when they come to the office and bring in these documents, then we would write a note indicating that they were a worker and they signed up for the VSEP, they agreed to the VSEP, but they have not received a ticket number.
Mm-hmm.
So those names would be submitted with a note.
What's the, and I will get back to some of the legalities, because people need that information in order to get their stuff and put their house in order and all those things. What's the state of mind of some of these persons? Let's deal with some of the ex-workers themselves. It's been a battle for 20 years, and I know what that's like, because my father, he had to go through something like that with the company that he worked for. And he passed away and he never received what was owed to him. So I understand fully how detrimental something like this can be, how debilitating, how mentally it could be frustrating to these workers. How have they been coping, these ex-Kearney workers? Give us some of the testimonials of some of the people that you've been interacting with.
Penny Donnie would be best suited to answer this question, him being a Kearney, ex-Kearney worker. So, Penny Donnie,
sure,
you can relate your experiences.
Yes. So, from dealing with the situation from the very beginning, at the closure itself, we had a dead economy here in the St. Madeleine, in the Breach and Castle area, Coover area. And during that time, I think people would have lost their ability to fight, their will. And I will tell you, in those areas, if we go back into our statistics, we will see some of the renal failures, hypertension, diabetes. It was a diseased, everything went out of whack. And up to this point, from then to now, people, they have lost their will. Imagine someone from they left at 40 years, they are now 60. A lot of people have died, have been presiding over funerals again and again up to last week. And some people, they are at the point where they're wondering, hey, what is this real? Are we really going to get, you know, is this a game, you know? And you know, we have to, it's very sad, because people, they have lost faith. Now that we are fighting and trying to get things back in order, people are rekindling that group. But it has been very tough on these workers. And note that the compensation packages that these workers got were minimal. They were pittances. And that is why the land was given to supplement the survival of these workers. Many of them did not survive. And many of their families, the quality of life and the standard life was severely compromised to this day.
Yeah. We've heard the stories, we've seen the features in the newspapers, and we've heard the testimonials ourselves from persons who are associated, you know, people who are involved and everything else. It's been a long battle. How realistic, this assurance given by Minister Kazim Hussein is verbal. And there are some who will question, well, you know, this verbal thing, how realistic, how much can we depend on it? The persons who are skeptical, what do you say to them?
Well, apart from being verbal, Satish, we have received a letter from the ministry on the 6th of January, 2023 to our attorneys indicating that reference is made to the caption matter and to your request for an update. Shall I read the letter?
Sure, I'd love that. Go right ahead.
Oh, great. Okay, so it's referred to judgment by Mr. Justice Dial Singh in favor of the ex-Karani workers. Reference is made to the caption matter and to your request for an update. The Ministry of Agriculture, Land and Fisheries received and continues to receive information from Karani 1975 Limited, the Estate Management and Business Development Company Limited, EMBD, and the Land Management Division, Karani COSL, relative to the agriculture and residential estates in favor of the former Karani employees. Investigation into the list of names attached to your letter of October 27, 2022 has revealed that persons may have received either the agriculture lot only, the residential lot only, or none at all. Some challenges discovered which may have resulted in a delay of issuance of these deeds are issues of encroachment which have to be resolved prior, issues of probate reallocation by choice or land encumbrances, and persons just not being able to be located. These are just but a few of the challenges faced with completing the task at hand. The Ministry of Legal Affairs, however, undertakes to have the issues resolved in order to comply with the captioned judgment and satisfactorily grant to all the former Karani employees their land entitlement. The table below represents the status of some of the entitled workers. We are in possession of further information, but this must be verified before submission to you. The Ministry urgently endeavors to provide further information to you on an ongoing basis. Apart from receiving this letter on the 6th of January, we had several meetings with the Ministry's legal team, and at each meeting they have confirm verbally, yes, they are working with us and they are going to start the distribution process within a few months. So we have never had a negative response from them, either orally or written.
Oh, this was this year in January.
Yes.
It's been a few months because we're into May. Do you have any timeline whatsoever?
Well, within the next 2 weeks, we are supposed to have an update meeting with the ministry again. And since the receipt of this letter, what we have started to do is we made a call to the Karani workers again to bring in copies of your documents so we can compile individual folders for each person. Because initially, we would have just had a database of names and telephone contact and maybe the badge number or ID. So we're actually compiling the information that the ministry is saying that they lack. To speed up the process, that is what we are doing on our end.
Okay. Let's take a couple calls. If there are persons who would like to join the discussion looking for information, feel free to send us your messages, a couple messages here. Let's see if we have somebody. Oh, the person hung up. Try us back. 627-3223-625-2257. Somebody's saying, my father was an ex-Karani worker. I don't know, this person's father passed away in 1970. Am I entitled? I think they would have to have been employed with the company when the company was dissolved.
Is in 2003.
Yeah, which was in 2003. So if your father passed away in 1970, no partner, you're entitled to no land. I'm sorry about that. But they would have, it's just like if any company closes, you have to be employed at the point in time when the company is closed to be entitled to any severance benefit, which is what the land represents. Part of your severance benefit. So it's not just because you work currently at any point in time you're entitled to this thing, but it's a good question because there might be others who might be asking the very same thing. Keep sending your questions as well. 627-3223-625-2257. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Question from Mr. Thomas. Did the Minister of Agriculture ever try to reach you?
Sorry, could you repeat the question? I didn't hear you properly.
Okay, thank you so much for your call. He was asking whether the Minister of Agriculture is involved in this at all.
Yes, he is.
Okay, let's take another call. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Satish. I'm Thomas here.
I find it comical and very farcical that the minister could provide all the information in the parliament, and now I'm hearing here that they don't have the information as to the people who didn't get the document. To me, it appears to be a delaying tactic in terms of when you look at it, because this information, I know somebody who was working in the, they said this information should be easily available to the ministry, because you have the junior minister, you have the present minister quoting for you whenever there's questions in parliament, and now they're not seeming to have the document. Find it very, very interesting there. I just wanted to ask Mr. Thomas this before I go. Seeing that some persons who would have gotten these lands back then, they are selling these lands, are you all open to the government purchasing, buying all the rights? I'm not going to understand.
Thank you so much for your call, your response.
I didn't hear the last part of it, if we are open.
Okay, he was asking, seeing that some of these persons who've been granted their lands decide to sell them, would there be a possibility that the ex-Karen workers or their representatives are open to with the government buying all the land from them, paying them something and taking it rather than going through the whole process of issuing it and all that kind of thing?
Well, that discussion has never arose in our communication with them, but it's a good point taken. Maybe we can ask. But I know many of them would want to keep the land from the discussion, and we have had with the ex-workers thus far.
Mm-hmm. I know that one of the issues we've had already is lands have been distributed and they're not being used. And even though I don't think you can hold that against people, it's their land, they're entitled to it. What they choose to do with it is their business. Whether they
and
choose,
this is the agriculture land we're speaking about, Satish?
Yes, the agriculture land. That they've not been using it. And I don't know if that's a valid element of the discussion. Is it? Is it?
Well, it wasn't a discussion with the ministry, but what what I know from some of the ex-workers is that sometimes the land is inaccessible. A jeep just took them and pointed in a general direction, that is your land, so they're uncertain as to where exactly their land is and things like that. You know, there's no water. Now there's a criminal element, so there's so many things. But the first one I would want to say is that jeep, and I did mention this in my last program with you, that a Karen jeep just took them to the general area and pointed a plot.
I remember during the last administration, from 2010 to 2015, speaking to Minister Jairam Simongal, who had jurisdiction over some of this, and he had spoken to us about some of the measures that were implemented technologically by a drone and all of this kind of thing to map out where this land was, because that was one of the biggest concerns. People didn't know where their land was, even though they were told it was in this general area, and in some instances there was no access. They fly this drone over the place and show people and say, well, this is your plot of land, and never told them, well, how they're supposed to get to the land and how they're supposed to work the land, because there was no water, there was, as I said, no access and everything else. The ministry, the government giving the assurance that they want to give out these lands, that needs to go in tandem with the lands being accessible and properly identified. Is the ministry doing that?
We have had a meeting regarding that, but most of the agriculture plots were given out. It is just an identification exercise needs to be done at this point, because as you say, they can't identify the land. A jeep was just went with them and said, you know, this is your plot of land. So yes, they need to properly identify these plots of land that these workers would need, because they are holding a ticket number with a lot number and they don't exactly know where the plot is physically on the ground.
No, but do you all have the ability to keep on the ministry's tail to ensure that this is being done? Because it's all well and good for the government through its representative, the minister, to give an assurance, say, well, here we're going on, we're doing this thing, we're going to do it, we intend to do it. But you don't see the associated actions that are required for it to be done. If they're not clearing the lands or clearing access or plotting the lands and putting on a picket so you can know what is yours from who and where and numbering, and if none of that is going on, and I'm assuming that you all would be aware of whether it's going on or not, if that's not going on and the minister continues to give the assurance that we're giving out the land, is he playing smart with stupidness? And that's a real question, because these people have been They've been back and forth for 20 years. The last thing you want is somebody to give them the assurance that something's happening when it's not. Have you all been monitoring, if you can, whether or not that groundwork is taking place?
Well, 22 names have been selected by the ministry, and these are for various sites. So it would be 22 sites, and the ministry says that pretty soon that they're going to identify some more sites for us. So as I said, maybe in our meeting, maybe in the next 2 weeks or so, we would have a little more information regarding those things.
Okay, let's take another call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Satish, you hit the nail on the head there. Mr. Thomas, good morning. This is a friend from Junior Farmers. If the Karani workers fighting to get his land, it is alleged that the Petrotrin workers are going to get land before the Karani workers. So how is that? This is something to look at.
Okay. I'll ask you all to hold your response to that question after we get back from these messages.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
Welcome back. Continuing our discussion for a couple of minutes again, ex-Karani workers to get VSEP, what's entitled to them after 20 years. Representatives of the Reunited Farmers Group, and that of course Devika Thomas and Pandit Donny Samlal. Before we went to the break, there was a question that was posed by one of our callers, and he was asking about Petrotrin workers getting land before ex-Karani workers. Are these lands being given, these very same lands that ex-Karani workers are supposed to get, different lands? Are ex-Karani workers going to suffer as a result of this? What's going on?
Well, Satish, in the last 2 weeks, we have had numerous calls from residents of Petersfield, and this is in Chaguanas, that a large area of land is being cleared by heavy equipment.
Mm.
There was no consultation with the residents, and at this point in time, there is not even a signage to say what is happening. This Thursday, we're having a meeting at the request of the residents and farmers of that area, because we need to find out what is the plan, what is happening there, how many houses are going to go, or what is really going to go on that large acreage of land that is being cleared presently, who are the recipients, how are they chosen, who decided to have the development. They believe it is a hush-hush exercise that is happening there because no one was consulted. Where the funding coming from? What about things like water resources? How are the residents going to suffer? How are they going to be affected with flooding, traffic, health facilities, school, crime, and things like that? These are some of the concerns that they have because of that area being cleared. So we're having a meeting this Thursday with residents and farmers of that area to find out. And of course, we would be writing to the relevant ministries based on the outcome of that meeting, on a fact-finding mission to see what is happening or why is that happening and who are going to be the recipients of this land, if it's Petrotrin workers or housing coming there, or is it for the Karani workers? We don't know at this point in time.
I guess I could understand why that would make people uncomfortable. Let's take another call. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Satish. Sharma here, and good morning to Ms. Thomas.
Good morning.
I just locked onto your station, and I heard Ms. Thomas on the station. I just want to ask one question. If you have a problem with the deed being fraudulent, because my dad died in 2010, and in 2012, when I got through the probate, I went to collect the deed and applied for it or whatever, and they told me someone had signed and collected the deed already in 2010. So I had to go and reapply the Registrar General in Sauki to get the another copy of the deed, 41 lots and 42 acres. And when we went there, it was way off the main road. Apparently we had to pass on Felicity side. There was someone planting cement or pepper on the property, and they were claiming they have a deed for the property also. So I had to go back to Rienzi. From there I went to BC, Pastry there, at the office, and from there they sent me to EMBD. As far as I understand, I'm dealing with EMBD right now, and in the process of investigation. I just want you all to know that how, if anyone has having problem accessing, want to get a copy of the, and they want to get information where the block is located in 2 acres, you got to go to the EMBD office, not too far from BC office. It's on the same street, all the way down to the corner where the old doctor offices.
Mm.
You'll get all those information. just walk with a copy of farm information. I'm telling your parents if they have died and need letter from administration, I give whatever. Thank you. Okay. I'll be back to it.
Oh, thank you for the information. Do we have many instances of that? Is that commonplace? Is that isolated where there is fraud and people now have to go and run through all of these unnecessary things or necessary as you would look at them? Is that something people are grappling with, fraud?
This is the first I'm hearing of such an incident. I don't know if Pandidoni came across any of his ex-co-workers who have had an issue such as that.
We had some issues where people were illegally occupying the land, and we had some issues where the land wasn't properly demarked, and I guess this is why the ministry would have wanted us to assist them with putting together these packages, and these packages were prepared as Ms. Thomas said, and were submitted to the legal team for processing. So it's with the legal teams now to ensure that the lands are delivered and it is properly kept for the recipients.
Mm. Okay. We're coming to to the end of our interview, but I know that we will have discussions in the future moving on. This is something that we'll have to keep on top of. But as we end, some advice to persons who may want more information, how do they get in touch with you all and so on?
Well, we have a designated office at 80 Ramsrand Street, Chaguanas. It is in the same opposite NIB. A number you can call is 6838008 or 2945492 for further information.
I want to thank both of you for being with us here this morning once again to give us an update on what's going on. And I'm sure, as I said, this is going to be an ongoing matter. And if you're having meetings within the next 2 weeks or so with the relevant stakeholders, the minister,
Petersfield,
and all of these other people, we'd like to know what's going on. That's for sure. So
certainly.
We'll speak with you guys
certainly.
Again. Thank you once again for being with us.
Thank you very much for having us, Satish.
Thank you.
My pleasure. And that, of course, ladies and gentlemen, how we end our interview.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.